Hello and welcome to the March 18th, 2009 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center Stormcast. We're still working on the mystery UDP traffic. Some theories, but nothing solid yet that we really can publish or it's certain enough where we really want to write up in a diary. We hope to be able to publish more of this, tomorrow or today by the time you listen to this Stormcast. As we still need to follow up on some of the leads and get really everything together to have something that we can share. In the meantime, I started a little mini project with today's IC diary, how to quickly guess the nature of traffic by looking at its payload. In many cases, that's kind of trivial. Look at the traffic and see, oh, this is HTTP, I see the headers in there. But sometimes it's not all that easy. And in the case of UDP traffic, of course, the ports vary more, in particular once you get into P2P traffic and issues like that. Some of it is easy. For example, DNS sticks out as you typically see host names as part of the traffic. One of the lifesavers here, of course, is the dash capital X switch in TCP dump, which will show you the payload next to the hexadecimal output of TCP dump. For DNS traffic, you'll see what looks like a host name, but look at the dot more carefully. TCP dump prints all non-printable characters as a dot. Instead of a dot, the byte value actually represents the number of characters following it. For example, for isc.sans.org, you would see the value 3 followed by the three letters ISC, then the value 4 followed by the four letters SANS, and finally the value 3 followed by the letters ORG. Another example I picked is BitTorrent. Now BitTorrent is a little bit more tricky. For DNS, port 53 is usually giving it away, but BitTorrent runs many different ports. BitTorrent uses a colon delimited length value pair format. For example, you will see something like 1 colon followed by the letter Q. This just means we got one letter long value, Q in this example. Immediately after letter Q, you will see the next number, for example, 4 colon and then site, the 4-letter site, and so on. I really find these little tricks quite helpful. If you don't have a banner or something simple like this that points you to what kind of traffic that is, it's good to know and get a quick idea of what traffic is about. Is the system perfect? Well, not at all. For example, you could run a port scan using valid DNS queries or replies as a payload. Coming from port 53, in that case, it would be really hard to figure out, are these valid DNS responses or is it a port scan? Now, in particular, if you don't have necessarily the outbound queries. If you have the outbound queries, you know, okay, we would expect a response. Or if it comes from your DNS server, yes, you can be a little bit more certain. But however, these tricks can be a big time saver if you try to find new and unusual traffic, like what we try to do here with this odd UDP traffic. You can check off traffic that you already have seen and know about. So, for example, in some patterns, in some dumps people send us, we saw BitTorrent traffic, we saw DNS traffic, and we were able to just check it off. Okay, this is nothing new, just these two groups of traffic. And a couple similar ones like this. Of course, there are other obvious ones like the net bias traffic and so, but it's also, in that case, using specific ports. Another area where I find these patterns to be very helpful is tunnel traffic. You have a covert channel or something like Teredo or Tink, like some of these unencrypted VPN-like network patterns. In that case, it can be tricky to, you know, figure out what's the embedded protocol and port. You have to count bytes and such. And at least TCP dump won't tell you much. And even Wireshark, well, Wireshark may do some of the Teredo stuff, but Wireshark will not do Tink very well. So what you're going to do is, well, you look at these patterns again. You know, you see DNS traffic is in this packet, and then it becomes much easier to figure out what's happening and why you have that traffic. You then, for example, can link it to other traffic that you see on network. You do see that same DNS query then out in the clear, outside the tunnel, so you know you have an endpoint that like unpacks that tunnel in your network. Well, that's it so far. We're still looking for a copy of that new version of the DNS changer. The person that originally reported sadly deleted it as part of the incident response. So if you come across it, let us know and have a safe day. Bye.